Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 332.
Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. It's amazing to me, you know, if a Republican says one thing, there's one way the media will cover it. If a Democrat says it, they always get a pass. There's always the double standard. You know, the dirty Russian disinformation dossier goes viral. 3 long years the country dragged through hell over a Hillary Clinton bought and paid for Russian disinformation dossier. Donald Trump had two hookers in his room in the Ritz, and they were urinating in his bed. None of it was true. And then when they knew it wasn't true, they still went forward with FISA applications to spy on Carter Page and backdoor spy on the Trump presidency at that point, but previously the Trump campaign and transition team. 3 years of lies, no apologies, no correcting the record, none of that. It never happens. Oh, no, the Hunter laptop in 2020, it's Russian disinformation. It wasn't Russian disinformation. We're getting more and more information every day. All of it's true. But of course, the media only recently have they said, oh, this might be true because there's a grand jury investigating Hunter Biden and they don't want to say, oops, we were wrong again. But these are all in the lead up to significant, very important presidential elections, 2016, 2020, the impact it has. I'll let you decide. You know, for example, Jill Biden conflates the Latino community to tacos. Imagine if a Republican said this.
Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
We're not tacos. Probably will become a bumper sticker and T-shirt. Kamala Harris or never-ending word salads. Imagine a Republican candidate sounding like this.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
We must together work together to see where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be.
Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen.
To see what is possible, to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, to reject the notion that the way things have always been has to be the way things will continue to be.
I have a motto. I drink, I eat, And drink no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
There is no vaccine for racism.
The climate crisis represents an existential threat to who we are as a species.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
You gotta take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
You're forced to take it seriously. Passage of time. Time every day is about time. Or the giggling vice president at all the inappropriate moments. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. It's so bad. You've got, so many examples. Anyway, Ari Fleischer has now come out with a book that is a must read. He has spent well over a year working on this project. And it's about how corrupt the media in this country is and the impact it's having on the country, with example after example that he brings forward in his book. He's a former White House press secretary. It's called The Suppression, Deception, Snobbery, and Bias, and Why the Press Gets So Much Wrong. It's now in bookstores as of today. It's on Amazon.com. We put it up on Hannity.com. Mr. Fleischer, welcome back to the program. I think it's a best-selling book in the that you've made here. Everything from Russia collusion, the lab leak story, the Hunter Biden laptop, mostly peaceful protests. Only one riot matters. We ignore 574 other riots. There's so much fertile ground here for you.
Yeah, and don't forget that Donald Trump stole the blue mailboxes off street corners. That way he could steal the 2020 election. Every time a mailbox was removed, they blamed it on Trump, even though he had nothing to do with it. Oh, Sean, it's just one after another, and I'm proud to say thank you for your help. The book is already number one on Amazon's political list, and I think it's because people know. People know they're not getting the news straight and objective from the media, and they're fed up. And it's why the mainstream media, CBS, NBC, ABC, The New York Times, The Washington Post, are in decline and denial. And the American people know better, and they want better, which is why I wrote the book.
You know, there's been some jealousy over the years. They've never quite understood the success of either talk radio or the Fox News channel or conservative publications over the failure of liberal networks, because it's dramatic and it's been longstanding. It's not something that's new.
It's because they look down on conservatives. There is an intellectualism. There is a sense of snobism, which is why I call it suppression, deception, snobbery, and bias. They think there's something wrong with the 75 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump. They think there's something wrong with people who believe life begins at conception, or people who were raised to shoot weapons, to shoot guns, whose father and grandfathers all taught them how to hunt at a young age. They cannot relate to people who go to church once a week. This is the problem with the media. And my book begins with a show on CNN where Don Lemon had two guests on his show where they put on fake Southern voices and mocked Trump supporters. They acted as if these CNN commentators were Trump supporters, and they laughed at them. And Don Lemon ended the segment by saying, he was laughing uproariously, caught his breath, and he said, "Thanks, I needed that."
Mm-hmm.
This is how they view half the country.
And they all call themselves journalists.
Half the country intellectually and proudly supported Donald Trump. That's foreign thinking to the mainstream media.
Let's go with the biggest scandal of all, because it was 3 years of never-ending conspiracy theories and lies and a huge hoax. And the foundation of it was that Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the election in 2016. We now know it was manufactured out of whole cloth, but we knew it even before Donald Trump became president in January 2017. But yet that narrative went on for three long consecutive years with no evidence, only debunked evidence. The media was out there breathlessly reporting every false story, every false aspect of the dossier. And there's never, to my knowledge, been a correction, an apology, a promise to do better going forward in the future.
And that's one of the
breaking news.
from the start. So was the Steele dossier. But the reason they got so much ink and so much attention in the mainstream media twisted itself into pretzels to try to make it true, even when they put stories on the air they later retracted, was because if the news was anti-Trump, it got a bump. And that should have been the press's slogan. You know, it used to be if it bleeds, it leads. It became under Trump, if it's anti-Trump, it gets a bump. They sacrificed objectivity. They sacrificed neutrality all to get Trump. Because the snobs in the media really did think that the public made a mistake when they elected Trump over Hillary. And the press took it upon themselves to extract their pound of flesh from Donald Trump. Reporters can't do that, Sean. And I blow the whistle on reporters.
You point out that the White House briefing room has 49 seats. And you hired a research firm to go through public records and find the voter registration information on these reporters. And you found out a ratio of 12 to 1, the seats are occupied by registered Democrats.
Isn't that nuts? That's exactly right. Hired an opposition research firm. Your voter registration information is public. Only one Republican sitting in those seats. Well, the first day they came back from no reporters in the briefing room because of COVID. Every seat filled, 49 of them. Most are independent or not registered, which I find to be window dressing. I think they're mostly still Democrat activists, soft on Biden, brutal on Trump. But amazingly, 12 of them, including the New York Times reporter, the NPR reporter, the Bloomberg reporter, all registered Democrats. A 12-to-1 ratio. Trump, think about how different news coverage would be if the ratio was 6-to-6, or if it was 12-to-1 Republican to Democrat. Think about what a tough time Joe Biden would be having from the White House press corps if the ratio was 12-to-1 Republican to Democrat. But this is the original sin of journalism. The people who go into it are, by and large, cut from the same liberal, college-educated, Democrat voting, think alike, act alike, tweet alike cloth. And that's
well you've got what I call the media mob blue check mark, you know, cult. Yep. On Twitter, for example. You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, summer memories with your family, they're very precious. If you thought about improving your backyard by investing in a hot tub or a swimming pool, well, you really need to consider the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Why? It combines the benefits of both. A Michael Phelps Swim Spa has a spacious swimming area on one end and comfortable seating with hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. Not only will it provide endless hours of fun for you and your grandkids, but it's great, convenient, a great way to improve your fitness
and decompress after a long, stressful day. Linda loves hers.
I absolutely love it. And I'll tell you what, like my oldest son, Anthony, right now, he's got a hamstring pull. My daughter just finished lacrosse season. She's got her shin splints. Liam's about to start tackle. You know, everybody's doing something. And then Anthony and I, on the rare occasion that we can get the kids out of it so we can actually get into it, you can just relax in it. It's an awesome time for the whole family.
Masterspas.com, promo code Hannity. Put it in the upper right-hand corner. You can get up to $1,000 off. That promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. And you can exercise, relax, and recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand we trust, Masterspas.com.
All right, our final moments with Ari Fleischer's new book out today, destined to be a bestseller, Suppression, Deception, Snobbery, and Bias, and Why the Press Gets So Much Wrong. It's also on Amazon.com and Hannity.com. You know, I talked about the one issue of Russia collusion. On the other side of that, that was 2016. In 2020, then we've got this laptop weeks before the election of Hunter Biden, and it is instantly dismissed by everybody in the media as being Russian disinformation. You have former intel officials without any evidence whatsoever declaring that it looked like Russian disinformation. Again, no investigation behind it at all. They were wrong on every level. You know, what impact does that have, do these instances have on election results?
Well, and this is why I called it suppression. When the press suppresses the news so they can help the Democrats, they hurt the country. And that's exactly what they did. The issue here was always Joe Biden's honesty. It was when Joe Biden said he had no idea about his son's business dealings, only to be proven wrong as a result of the discovery of his son's laptop. But the press couldn't tell that story. After letting Biden hide in his basement for a year, do you think they were going to put a story on the air that made Biden look bad? They couldn't, because they become activists. There's another story I tell Sean in the book about the time that during the campaign, Biden appeared before the AFL-CIO, a friendly audience, and one young woman asked him, how do we get more people to join unions? And Biden just sat there on camera, and he started breathing heavy, and he paused, and then you could hear him say under his breath, move it up there. Move it up there. And then he started to answer the question. His teleprompter was stuck. He had the Q and the A loaded in the teleprompter ahead of the event. It was staged. Do you think the press held him to account? Do you think the press said to the person who was going to be the oldest president in history, why did you need a teleprompter to have an A for a question like that? How did you get the question in the first place? Was this all staged? They went silent. They'd have pounded a Republican who they caught getting a Q&A in advance and loading it on their teleprompter. Time and again, they suppress news that hurt Joe Biden, and they deceived the public by putting news on the air that was wrong, that hurt Donald Trump. Suppression, deception, snobbery, and bias. That's
why the press gets so much wrong, which is the full title of your book. You know, it's interesting because even during the campaign, it was so self-evident that Joe is weak and frail. Everybody now knows, polls now show an overwhelming majority of Americans see it, that he is not up to the job. The New York Times now has had a series of articles saying he's too old to run again in 2024. Obviously, they're looking at it from a political power standpoint, and they want a preferred party, the Democratic Party, to win, and they think it's so bad, so obvious, that even they now have to turn on the person that they assisted in 2020 to become president.
Yeah, it's fascinating what's going on. And I'd say after being so easy on Joe Biden during the campaign, and then especially at the beginning of his administration, it took the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. That did lead to much more critical coverage of Joe Biden, and it stayed relatively critical since then. But still, all you have to do is watch the White House briefing room, and it still is a home game for the Biden administration. That room was so much worse, so much more intense, so much more focused on the negative when I was the press secretary, and certainly was the case for every one of Donald Trump's press secretaries. And even though they have gotten tougher on Joe Biden, they are still way easier on him than they ever were on Donald Trump.
All right, Ari Fleischer, thanks for being with us. The book is out today, Suppression, Deception, Snobbery, Bias, and Why the Press Gets So Much Wrong. In bookstores today, Amazon.com, Hannity.com. Ari, thanks for being with us. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
mission of saving America as we return to the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls in a second. I mean, as bad as circleback Jen Psaki was, I can't believe that Corinne Jean-Pierre is getting away with just outright lying. Now, she did say, we're not going to pay attention to the polls, 32% what in the Siena New York Times poll. Then she says 92% of Democrats support Biden. No, they don't. They 64% don't want him to run. And then she says, and the economy has bounced back from the pandemic. No, it has not. I dread tomorrow's consumer price index inflation numbers that are coming in. They're going to be another 40 plus year high disaster, which means the inflation that was supposed to be transitory is probably going to be showing us we're in a recession. Anyway, listen to her.
And we're not going to pay attention to polls. That's not what we're going to do here. What we're going to focus on is delivering for the American people.
The president's response to a new poll from the New York Times today showing that 64% of Democrats say that they would prefer a different candidate in 2024.
And I would also say from that very same poll, there were 92% of Democrats who support this president as well. Look, you know, not to get into politics from here or get into any political analysis. This is not something, there's going to be many polls. They're going to go up or they're going to go down. This is not the thing that we are solely focused on. We are focused on things like today, signing this bipartisan gun reform legislation, which will, again, save lives. Do we have more work to do? Absolutely. We're going to continue to, I was talking about inflation and how important that is a priority for this president, and how we have seen gas prices go down by close to 30 cents a gallon the past 25 plus days. That is something that the president's going to continue to work on because we still need to give Americans relief. We have seen an economy that has bounced back from when he walked in to this administration over a year ago after dealing or still dealing really in reality with a once in a generation pandemic.
I mean, she struggles to explain if Biden was even aware that our strategic petroleum oil reserves were being sent to China. She doesn't have an answer. You just cannot make this up. Anyway, let's hit our busy phones. I'm not as patient as I should be today, especially after a vacation. All right, let's go to Scott is in Georgia. Scott, how are you? Glad you called. I'm worried about the state of Georgia in this sense. There's been too much division among Republicans down in the state of Georgia. And some of it I understand, some of it I don't understand. It doesn't matter to me. Georgia is now a must-win state. And that means we need Herschel Walker in the Senate. And all they've been doing is running negative attack ads. The media mob have been attacking Herschel left and right. Saying a lot of things, by the way, about him that is just not true. They totally leave Raphael Warnock, the number one liberal in the Senate alone. Here you have Kemp running against a woman responsible for getting rid of the All-Star game down in Atlanta and saying that the worst place to live is in the state of Georgia. I'm like, and you want to be the governor of that state? So I don't know what's going on with the Republicans down in Georgia, but you better get your act together because November's going to be upon you fast. And put aside your differences and understand that these two radicals can't win. There's got to be some sense of understanding of what's at stake here. Anyway, glad you called, Scott.
Thanks, Sean. And just to follow up on that, I'm not anywhere near where that riffraff is down in the central part of the state. We're up in the great 9th district up in the northeast Georgia mountains. We're the most conservative county in Georgia. So I don't think there will be any problems with us keeping our part of the state red. But I did want to mention there's been a lot of talk about this, a lot of these far left-leaning extremist groups that are basically putting, in my opinion, putting bounties on the heads of our Supreme Court justices, doxing them, offering rewards to find out where they're at. My comment and maybe my suggestion, if we get anybody in Congress that happens to be listening to you, including our great state representative or House Representative Andrew Clyde, is my idea is that we make it a federal law that if any Supreme Court justice happens to be assassinated, and I hate using the word, but if any Supreme Court that happens to be assassinated, that the party whose president nominated that Supreme Court judge, the leaders of that party at the time that it happens, be the ones that will make the pick for a new Supreme Court justice. I think that will take the wins out of all these left-wing extremist groups in trying to get rid of.
Well, we're not going to get that done. We have a process. I'm not sure if likely would take a constitutional amendment, which we all know is a very difficult process in terms of fundamental fairness. I, for the life of me, cannot believe we live in this alternate universe with Democrats. 574 riots, dozens dead, thousands of cops injured, billions in property damage. Not a peep. Democrats were either silent or supportive, or they lied and said, oh, they're mostly peaceful. People like Kamala Harris, they're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. We're not going to stop. Take note. Beware. It's going to keep going. And then tweeting out the bail fund after a police precinct is burned to the ground. Was she supporting insurrection? There's the double standard exists on so many different levels. I promise you, I will never give out the address of any liberal just because I don't like them, because it is dangerous to do such a thing. Look, you've got to know and understand whenever you get a big crowd or a big audience that, you know, with it comes some sense of responsibility. My conscience forbids me from doing something that stupid. I'd never give out the address of a Supreme Court justice or support the idea of marching in their neighborhood in front of their house, giving out the name of the schools that their kids go to, the churches that they attend and when they attend them. That's all happened. And it has the seal of approval of Joe Biden, his White House. Pete Buttigieg says they should expect it. I mean, there's a part of me that says, well, fine, if that's your expectation, we'll give out all of your addresses. But I just can't do it because it would be, you know, it's just the wrong thing to do. It's dangerous. They're intimidating. They're harassing. You know, now we have groups paying $200 if they identify the location of a Supreme Court justice. Well, okay, well, where's that going to end? Is it going to be senators next? Is it going to be congressmen next? Is it going to be members of the media, people like me next? I've already had enough problems out in the public at different times. And, yeah. You know, I just don't get the mindset. I don't get the thinking, but they feel justified in this, and this isn't going to end well. And if somebody's hurt, I blame them in part.
But do you think that it would take a constitutional amendment to do this? This is something that a bipartisan Congress can move forward with and pass a law, not a constitutional amendment, but a law. And then you would find out which members of Congress, if their true colors come out, which this, like I said, should be a bipartisan issue. There should be no one that would be against this because it works both ways.
Listen, I think it would take a constitutional amendment. We know where the authority rests. It's with the president. They make the selection, and the advise and consent role is laid out very clear in the Constitution. That is the role of the U.S. Senate, advise and consent, and they then go through the approval process.
I'm sorry, I'm talking about a law that would...
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't pass a law. This was the issue that I had with Pennsylvania during the 2020 election. I mean, their constitution specifically spells out the circumstances under which one can vote by mail. And rather than go through the arduous, difficult process of amending the constitution, they just passed the law instead, which I would argue, had a court taken it up and taken it seriously, would have been deemed unconstitutional. All right. But anyway, I appreciate the call. Thanks, Scott. Florida, Michael, next, Sean Hannity Show. What's going on, Michael? How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Sean. It's about 88 and sunny in Florida, my man. I think it's really rich that this Democratic media circus is talking about Biden 24 and who they're going to replace him with. Last I checked, Sean, and I'm pretty sure you as well, November of 22 is going to be well before November of 2024. And the American people have had enough, and they need to get out, and they need to vote all of these clowns out of office. And on a daily basis, They need to show and talk about the progressive policies that every one of this administration, Granholm to Yellen, Mayorkas, especially Garland, everything that they are doing that is destroying the civil liberties and American ideals of every American. You know, you had families just a couple years ago that could finally maybe afford to get that 10-year-old car that they could kind of trust, maybe to get their family around, and that's gone now. They sure as heck can't afford an apartment now, and that's all due to the policies of these progressives. The Democratic Party, as tough as they all act like they are, they were taken over by a bunch of freaking young communists. So do you want to have a party?
It's not just the young ones. It's the young, it's the middle-aged, and it's the decrepit old people like Joe. So it's the whole party.
That's what I'm saying. They're not showing the backbone to fight them. So that ought to tell you something about your party right there. They're allowing these young punks to come in and take over. And bring
look, I said... All right, back to our busy phones. Peter, New Jersey. Thank you, Michael. What's up, Peter? How are you?
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking the call. Really, it's a great honor.
Thank you.
Listen, just going back to these last couple calls, I think the issue is this is a referendum on the electorate as much as anything. I mean, they have to overcome the press. They have to overcome their bias towards Trump and others in their Republican Party. And frankly, after the last election, after seeing all of the things that he did over his last 50 years in his campaign, how can you be fooled like that? I really have I'm in New Jersey now, so you know I'm outnumbered 20-1. But nationally, too, I'm very concerned that the electorate can handle this because they're really the only ones that can fix it, not the press.
It's we the people, and that's why I've been pushing for election integrity measures in every state, and that's on the state level. That's why, you know, people have got to be engaged to understand what's at stake. Look, there's a very strong part of me that believes that these polls are correct and this could be a wave election, but I don't take anything for granted. Certainly the House is going to be an easier win than the Senate. And just winning the House alone would be a big deal. If we win by a big margin, that would even be a bigger deal. But these Senate races, you know, we're looking at every bellwether state. I'm not saying I'm optimistic. I'm not saying I'm pessimistic. I'm saying I'm realistic. It's going to be hard in Georgia. It's going to be hard in North Carolina. It's going to be hard in New Hampshire. They're spending tens of millions of dollars to destroy Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. It's going to be hard in Ohio, hard in Missouri, hard in Arizona, hard in Nevada. So we've got a lot of work to do. Then we have, of course, Washington State and Alaska with Kelly Chewbacca. These are very, very important races. But at the end of the day, we, the American people, get the government we deserve. I've got to believe record high gas prices and inflation that people feel every day is going to dictate the outcome of this election. I hope so. Because, you know what? People that traditionally would vote Democrat, they see and they feel it every day, the disaster of these policies. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you so much for being with us, Peter. 800-941-SEAN, our number. Dr. Oz, when we come back. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help.
HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.